There's been an air of great expectation down here, and now finally, as the covers are lifted from the statue of Charles Dickens in the middle of the square, there's a ripple of applause going round, and people are able to appreciate the statue really for the first time. It's a tall, life-size looking bronze of the author seated with his beloved books around him, and surrounding that a crowd of about 400 or 500 local people showing their appreciation with applause for the sculptor and for Professor Tony Poynton from the Dickens Fundraising Committee. He's helped to raise £140,000 to make this happen. Martin Jennings, sculptor, looking on as members of the Dickens family begin to gather around. There are 40 or 50 members of that family here to see this unveiling. A great moment in the history of Portsmouth. A couple of descendants of the great author here. I'm just going to move around so I can have a quick chat to them. Just introduce yourself.
Hi there, my name is Ollie Dickens. I'm a great-great-great-grandson.
And Tom Lloyd. Another great.
A wonderful setting for this as well in Guildhall Square. I can see there's already another eminent Victorian, Queen Victoria herself, gazing down the proceedings. And what does it feel to see him immortalised in bronze here in his home city?
It's absolutely brilliant, because in the way that Queen Victoria is up on a plinth, Dickens is on the floor with the people, surrounded by people that love him, surrounded by people that want to climb on and be part of him. And it's just great to see that even now it's just been unveiled and people are already going up, touching, having pictures with, and it's exactly what we wanted.
And children playing an integral part in this, a great-great-great-great-grandson, Ollie Dickens, helping with the unveiling, and also one of the other local school girls from Charles Dickens Primary School, who was down here helping to lift those covers off just a second ago. And the sculpture itself is in a seated position, so children can clamber over it, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think it's a very clever design in the way that it's a large amount of movement, because even though he is seating, he looks as though he's just about to step up onto stage and give one of his dramatic readings, and as you say, the children want to climb over it, and there's already one stroking his bronze hair, and he's looking fantastically, almost smugly towards Queen Victoria, and it's been a great day for us all.
And Tom, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not Charles Dickens himself would have wanted this. He left a note in his will saying he wanted a very modest funeral, and that in some people's minds meant that perhaps this wasn't the right thing to do. But what do you think? What does the family think?
Sure, well, what they just said before in one of the speeches as well about being a man of the people, and actually he was motivated by applause and by inspiring other people. So having a statue, I think, that people can interact with, and I think his books are so relevant these days today, which is why, like they said, so many films, so many reproductions. I think we would appreciate it. I think we would appreciate the interactivity with it and how he was still inspiring other people today.
And a huge fundraising effort, of course, £140,000 raised for this. And of course, his writing, which was his real memorial, his writing still as relevant today as ever.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there have been so many, as Tom has just said, versions, and one of my favourites is The Muppet's Christmas Carol, but I remember reading A Tale of Two Cities when I was younger and actually thinking, actually, this is quite good. And all these books are just waiting to be read by as many people, and if this helps get the word about Dickens out, then I think it's all for. And as you said about the statue, maybe it's not what Dickens would have wanted, but then again, he didn't want to be buried in Westminster Abbey, so just on a defensive note from the family, I think we've done the right thing.
Final word from you, Tom. He's really home now in Guildhall Square. His birthday's just less than a mile away up there. This statue's going to be here for centuries. He'll be here long after you and I have gone. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's lovely that it's the first statue ever in England. And, you know, it was weird that the first one's in Philadelphia. I think it's lovely that people can come and visit him, sit with him. And I think when I've started reading his book, his characters are just things that stay with people forever. And I think that's what makes him so relevant as an author. He's a man of the people. He writes for the people. And he inspires people constantly today and will keep on doing it for centuries, and we'll always come down to visit him, and I'm sure I'll have a drink in the pub next door.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, Tom and Ollie, it's been a very special moment. It's been more special for us, for BBC Radio Solent, having you here, and congratulations on having your great-great-great-grandfather immortalised here.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Have a great day.
There we are, Alan. That's a wonderful moment in the life of the city of Portsmouth. The statue now completely and utterly thronged by press photographers, TV cameras, members of the Dickens family making their way down there, and hundreds of well-wishers who turned out here to see this historic moment in the life of the city and paying tribute to the author who was born on this day 202 years ago, Alan.
Thank you very much. That's Dominic Blake, Portsmouth and Isle of Wight reporter there at Guildhall Square for the unveiling of the statue of Charles Dickens. That's a monumental moment for a lot of people there. They've raised £140,000 sort of across the globe and lots of passion to get that bronze statue made.